Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, your brother, your servant in Christ. You know me as Radio Reformer. Some of you know me as Radio Shepherd, and by whichever name you know me, I just want to greet you in the precious, in the wonderful, in the glorious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I was doing a series, you recall, saints, I was doing a series on Paula White's doctorates and also on Jensen Franklin, who I have called the Wizard of Odd. I was doing a series. In fact, I was four broadcasts deep. I had done four broadcasts dealing with these two individuals, Paula White and Jensen Franklin, when I came across a video this weekend in which Dr. Larry Reed of the famed Larry Reed Live Show was doing posted a 7-minute video on Bishop Noel Jones's partnership with the bizarre cultic group called the Moonies. And I said, listen, I got to put this Paula White and Jensen Franklin stuff on hold, and I got to go in studio, and I got to talk about this. I got to talk about Larry Reed. We got to do a couple of shows on Larry. And Larry, if you're listening to the broadcast, I would encourage you to call the broadcast at 646-564-9730. 646-564-9730. You know about Block Talk Radio. You're on Block Talk Radio. So just call in. If I see a number with an Atlanta area code, I will put you up and we can talk. Because I like to talk to you. You like to interview people. I like to interview you. From one doctor to another doctor, Dr. Reed, I'd like to interview you and talk about a few things that I see to be inconsistencies, major inconsistencies. Well, in yesterday's broadcast, if you recall, we were talking about how I saw that Larry Reed, for whatever reason, and this is why I would like to have him on the broadcast, how Larry Reed, for whatever reason, was focusing on one bishop who basically influences just one church and is fooling around with basically a marginalized cult. Because don't tell me that the Moonies are making inroads into the church. They're not. The Moonies are marginalized. Since the 1970s, when they first appeared and they showed up down there in New York City selling roses, everybody knew that the Moonies were nuts. No one in the church was fearful of the Moonies. No one. We had more respect for Jehovah Witnesses who were knocking on the door every Saturday morning. We had more respect for the Mormons who had elders riding their bicycles up and down the Red Hook Projects in Brooklyn, New York. That's right. We were more on guard, much more on guard, for New Age groups. But no one gave the Moonies a second thought. No one in the church. Why? Because that's a cult that church folk don't gravitate to. It's a cult. So I don't know why Larry Reed is focused on one wacky bishop, because if you listen to Noel Jones over the years, you know he dabbles in New Age mumbo jumbo. You know that. Just listen to his sermons. He's one of many bishops in the black church who every now and then, when he whips up a sermon, sprinkles a little bit of New Age teaching in his message. I knew Noel Jones was a New Age sympathizer. I knew that. That was no secret. That was no secret that Noah, Bishop Noel Jones is partial to many religious teachings. We knew that. So here is Larry Reed focusing all his energies on Noel Jones and his current partnership with the Unification Church. One bishop, one church, dabbling with one marginalized minor cult. And I kept asking myself, why is Dr. Larry Reed, who is no dummy, the guy's no dummy, but why is he playing stupid? Why, if the guy's not a dummy, why is he playing dummy? Dr. Reed, you can call the broadcast at 646-564-9730. You can call the broadcast. I'd like to have a conversation with you, sir, if you would be kind enough to come on this little broadcast, because we're nowhere as popular as you are. Nowhere as popular. But we do have our thinking caps on here. And if you claim to have a doctorate, we're going to treat you as a person with a doctorate. So I like to ask you some smart questions. and see how you wiggle your way out of the questioning. So once again, why is Larry Reed having us, and by us I mean his listenership, because he gets thousands of people who listen to his broadcast live, and then of course people who after going live will view his broadcast on YouTube. Like I said, I mean, he's very popular. The man is a star in the black church. So why would Larry Reed, as Pied Piper, be leading us down a path, talking to us about one bishop, Noel Jones, and one church, City of Refuge in Los Angeles, California, fooling around, dabbling with, partnering with, a very bizarre group known as the Moonies? We know that the black church isn't going to get involved with them. We know that. There's no. Do you honestly think that T.D. Jakes is going to put everything he's got on the line to join the Moonies? Not now. I mean, he might do it in the future when Antichrist is soon to appear, but he's not going to do it now. It will tip his hand. There's no black church in Brooklyn that is overseen by a bishop. There's no black bishops in the black church in Brooklyn, New York, or in Queens, New York, or in Manhattan, for that matter, or the Bronx, or in Staten Island, that will be caught dead with the Moonies. That would torpedo their ministry. Like I said, at least not now. They may be sympathetic. They may believe that Sun Young Moon has got, Messiah credentials, but they're not going to confess that now. There's too much money at stake. So you have one nut in Bishop Noel Jones, one nut who has come out before anybody else, pretty much like when Carlton Pearson came out decades ahead of, the black church and began to talk about how, I have the gospel of inclusion. Well, just like that, Noel Jones has come out and says, I'm going to join forces with the Moonies. Now, were you shocked when Carlton Pearson came out with the gospel of inclusion? I wasn't. Carlton Pearson was a flake long before he declared himself to be a flake with the gospel of inclusion. You see, the problem is you have lots of people with doctorates who don't have an ounce of biblical and spiritual discernment. That's why it catches those people by, I'm so surprised. Well, why are you surprised? Why are you surprised? I wasn't surprised with Carlton Pearson. And I'm not surprised with Noel Jones. And quite frankly, I'm not surprised with Dr. Larry Reed. I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. Not surprised in the least. So I know I'm repeating myself, but the question bears repeating. Why would Larry Reed have us chase such a minor story? Why would he have his audience focus on such a minor story? Oh, but Brother Moses, Bishop Noel Jones is not a little bishop. No, but he's just one bishop. And he's a crazy one at that. He's crazy. Listen, the man has crazy ideas about God, about Christ. I mean, he's way out there. He's far out, like they say there on the left coast. He's far out. I would call Noel Jones a fringe preacher. Fringe, like way out there, fringe. So again, why would Larry Reed have us follow such a small story? One bishop, one church, dealing with one marginalized cult. And why hasn't Larry Reed really spoken about the true elephant in the closet, or the true elephant in the room? Because the elephant's already out of the closet. Most of the elephants that were in the closet have come out of the closet. And really, it's not an elephant it's not the elephant in the room, it's the jackass in the room. And by the jackass, I mean the organization called the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. Now notice, the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops has thousands of bishops, thousands, not one bishop, but thousands, who influence thousands of African-American local churches in thousands of African-American communities. And this organization, the Joint College of African-American Bishops, Pentecostal Bishops, may I add, who is led by none other than J. Delano Ellis, that man, why is it that Larry Reed has never talked about? I'm telling you, this is the biggest story. This is a bit, why? Because there are thousands of bishops who influence thousands of churches in black communities, and they are hooked up with the mother of all cults, the Roman Catholic Church. Now, why has Dr. Larry Reed never talked about that? Why? That's a question I would like for Mr. Reed to answer. And by way of commercial break, if you would like to receive my book, Jackass Church Bishops, the book that shows how the African American church has been turned into a donkey republic by its apostolic succession braying, canon law hee-hawing, Joint College of Asinine Acting Clown Bishops. If you'd like to have that book, which is 15 chapters long, over 240 pages, and over 260 footnotes. And by the way, today I got a wonderful phone call. A former student of mine read the book and has asked me permission to post it on his Facebook page because he just has too many people that he knows that are involved in this Romish makeover of the African American church. And he said, listen, I just need your permission. I've read the book. It's fantastic. I would like to post it on Facebook because I know a lot of people. I know mucha gente. I know lots of folk that want to read the book if they knew it existed. They would just, so I said, go ahead, post it. Help me out. Spread the word because it's a free book. It's yours for the asking. All you have to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And wherever you reside, if you reside in Alaska, you'll get the book. If you're emailing me from London, you'll get the book. If you're emailing me from Munich, you'll get the book. If you're emailing me from Australia, you'll get the book. If you're emailing me from Perth Amboy, New Jersey, you'll get the book. The book is going global. It's going global. And it documents what has happened to the black church in America at the hands of J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. How these stooges of Rome have given the African American church in America a Romish makeover. They have gotten the church, the black church, hooked up with the harlot church, the doomed harlot church of Revelation 17 and 18. So you email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And listen, let as many people as possible know that they can get this book free of charge, and I'll be happy, more than happy, to get the book into the people's hand. So again, this was yesterday's broadcast. We're just scratching our heads. We're saying to ourselves, now, this guy has a doctorate. Dr. Larry Reed claims to have a doctorate. I don't doubt him. There are so many online schools, and there are so many universities in America, and so many colleges. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that Larry Reed does have a legitimate doctorate. So, knowing that, settling that matter, then I pose the question. So, if this guy is smart enough to earn a doctorate, why has he failed to put two and two together? Why has he been a slowpoke in putting two and two together? Why hasn't Larry Reed, who is supposedly a big picture guy, because when you listen to Larry Reed, he comes off as a big picture guy, why is it that he's focused on the small picture? Don't you find it convenient? Don't you find it odd? Don't you find it strange? Don't you find it weird that here is this big picture guy focused on the little picture, focused on Bishop Noel Jones and his church there, City of Refuge, and focused on this little cult called the Moonies, and yet right before his very eye is this elephant in the room called the Joint College of African American Bishops, and this guy Larry Reed, who's on the cutting edge of everything that's going on in the black church, and he, what does he have, scales on his eyes? Did Larry Reed just have laser surgery? Is that why he can't see the elephant in the room? Or more directly, the jackass in the room? Is that because he just had laser surgery? Is that why Larry Reed, and Dr. Reed, you can call at 646-564-9730, because if you just had surgery, we'd like to pray for you. If you have a problem with your eyes, we like to call the saints together, and we would love to pray for you so that God can heal your eyes so that you can start reporting on big issue matters. Now, he's going to probably say to me, well, Mr. Jones, it's my program. I'll talk about one. Well, yeah, okay. But don't come across like you are all into the black church, and you're missing the biggest story there ever was. Because, listen, the black church coming under the auspices of the Haunted Church of Revelation 17 and 18 is the biggest story in the black church today. It's the biggest story. And yet, how convenient that Dr. Reed has yet to report on that story. That story. Well, today I want to talk about, is Larry Reed a true prophet of God? Is Larry Reed a true prophet of God or a petty gossip monger? That's what we want to talk about today. Is Larry Reed a true prophet of God or is he a petty gossip monger? Well, I have before me the Chambers Dictionary, the Chambers English Dictionary, and this is what a monger is, a monger. A monger is a dealer in stories. That's what a monger is. A monger is a dealer. Now, a monger doesn't deal drugs. A monger doesn't deal pornography. A monger doesn't deal guns. They're not in the gun trade. A monger deals in stories. Stories. It's the dealer. A monger, according to the Chambers English Dictionary, A monger is a person who traffics in petty things. Petty things, such as unpleasant subjects. Now, I'm reading that out of the Chambers Dictionary because I like to get my definitions correct. So again, is Larry Reed a true prophet of God? Because he claims to be a prophet. He advertises himself as a prophet. And all you got to do is listen to his program, and somewhere in the middle there, he has a little commercial about himself and all the things that he can offer you as a prophet, like dream interpretation. He gives you dream interpretation, and, of course, he'll give you a word of the Lord. So, again, going off of what Larry Reed claims to be, is he a true prophet of God? Or is Larry Reed a gossiper? A gossiper. Does he traffic in unpleasant news? Does he expose people? Is he like the National Enquirer of the church? Is that what Larry Reed is? Is that what his show has become? And he'll tell you, we're not having church here. When you tune into Larry Reed Live, you're not having church. Yeah, we're not having church, but you are exposing church people, and you're putting out their dirty laundry. So while we're not having church, the bulk of your program and the bulk of your listeners do come from church. The bulk of your program content, the bulk of his program content is pulled out of what's going on in the black church. And the bulk of his listeners are people from church. So while he says we're not having church, he is surely depending a lot on church folk and what's going on in their life, good and bad. Good and bad. So, again, some would say that Dr. Reed is a selective prophet, one who selectively exposes certain people and certain sins while ignoring the wicked deeds of others in the church. Again. Now, some would say that Dr. Reed is very selective when he gives a prophetic word, that he selectively exposes certain people and certain sins while at the same time ignoring the wicked deeds of other people. So it's like a prophet having two eyes, but through one eye he sees the sins of certain people, but through the other eye his eye is closed to the sins of others. That's what we call a selective prophet who selectively exposes people. Now, are the people that he refuses to expose, the people that he ignores their sin, are they paying them off? Are they giving them hush money? That's what some would argue. Why does he jump on some people and then mums the word on other people? Why would that be? Is it because he's been paid off? He's been told, here's some money, don't talk about this, and then he just shuts up on it? Has the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops told Larry Reed not to talk about them, or they will shut him out of their churches? Is that what happened? Have they threatened Larry Reed? Have they told Larry Reed, if you expose any one of us, we will not allow you to come into our churches and minister? I don't know. That's what I've sat around the table with people. We've talked about this. Because we're shocked that he is a selective prophet, that he only exposes certain people and certain sins while saying nothing about other people. Now, again, he can argue, well, I only do so many shows a week, and I can only talk about so many people, and that would be a good argument because I know what that's about. I only do so many shows a week, and I can only cover so many individuals and so many topics. So that's one possibility. Others would say that Larry Reed is just a petty gossip monger who does more harm than good to the body of Christ. That's right. Others have argued that Larry Reed is a gossiping woman and who's a petty gossiper who does more harm than good to the body of Christ. Now, recently, Donnie McClurkin came up with that position. Donnie McClurkin voiced his displeasure in the fact that Larry Reed has basically become the National Enquirer of the church. Now, of course, Donnie McClurkin didn't use those words. I'm using those words. But basically, that's what Donnie McClurkin said. In other words, Donnie McClurkin has called Larry Reed a petty gossiper, a gossip monger, a guy who goes from house to house, of course, on the internet, because Larry Reed doesn't go house to house physically, but he goes house to house on the internet, and he's putting out people's dirty laundry. And this is the argument that Pastor Donnie McClurkin from Long Island, New York, has made. He's entitled to his opinion, just like Larry Reed is entitled to defending himself. So let's check out what Donnie McClurkin has said, because I want to play that. Because Donnie McClurkin said his piece, and Larry Reed posted it. That's what he did. And so I want to play what Donnie McClurkin said, and which Larry Reed posted on the Larry Reed live show. And it wasn't a live show, but it was in his YouTube channel. So here is gospel artist Donnie McClurkin publicly addresses Larry Reed live and those that watch it. This was 2 days ago. This was on the 14th. Today's the 17th, so I would guess it was 3 days ago. 3 days ago, Donnie McClurkin said this, and you're going to hear this momentarily. This is just to show you that some are convinced that Larry Reed is nothing more than a gossip monger.
And the one thing you can't do with me is tear down my brothers and my sisters. You can't talk about Israel Houghton to me. You can't talk about Fred Hammond to me. You can't talk about Kirk Franklin to me. You can't talk about Yolanda Adams or Cece Winans to me or the Marys. You can't talk about Erica and Tina to me. You can't talk about Tasha Cobbs or Tasha Baker Lockhart. You can't talk about Anthony Brown Gruffieri or Travis Green to me. You can't talk about Jason or Jonathan. You can't. You can't talk to me about Kim Burrell. And a lot of people got a lot of things to say, but you can't talk to me about that. Because that's my family. Those are my kin. Morel Brown Clark, those are my kin. Jacqueline Carr, those little kids are my kin. The Walls Group. Hey, don't bring nothing to me about all that you've seen on the on YouTube or any bloggers or any kind of stuff like that. I don't care. But they said this. They were caught doing this. Be careful. For the Bible says that if you see a brother overtaken in the fault, those that are spiritual, not gossip mongers, those that are spiritual, not those who are just looking for the, for the tea. Not just those that are looking to hear the latest gossip. He said those that are spiritual, you cover such a one, restore such a one. Restore that one that's been caught doing this or said to have said this. Restore them, you know. And it's important that we preserve our own music world, our own ministries. Preserve your ministries. Don't let people tell you, show you, bring to you stuff about this one who's caught doing that, that one who said this, this one who's found there. Look, that's absolutely the work of the enemy. Well, they were guilty. They were doing this. And their stuff was made public. But the very one talking about what they did has stuff that they don't want people to know about. But you don't have any problem heralding somebody else's fault, failure, and flaw. But truth of the matter, if somebody was to video what you've done, it would be the same and worse. Consider yourself, lest you be tested in the same way. It's our job to cover our fallen and to breathe into their ear, whisper in the ear, get back up, get back up. The world is watching. There's enough in my past for people to take and to do a whole expose on. There's enough in my past for people to reveal, expose. And I understand. That's why I can't look at other people who have been caught doing this or seen doing this or videoed doing that. I've got to restore them. I've got to reach out to them without fanfare and restore them and let them know God knew what you were going to disobey and do before you did it. Now turn back around and go to God and repent. Turn back around, go to God and repent. And God will forgive while people are still rehearsing it, while people are still exposing it and passing it around. And God will forgive. Pick yourself up. Get ready for the embarrassment. Get ready for the pain of it. But by all means, don't you stop. You get back to work and you get back into the good grace of God. Even though you're in people's mouths in a bad way, get back to it. While people are still talking about your past, they're digging in your graveyard. They're digging where God has already buried it, where God has cast your sins into the sea called forgetfulness. And as far as the east is from the west, God has thrown your sins, and the east never meets the west, ever. There's never a time where east becomes west. Hallelujah. That's what God does for those who mess up along the way. That mess up along the way. And please, my brothers and sisters, don't be like I used to be. Don't be like I used to be. So absolutely Pharisaical that you judge people by what they've done and you harp on it and you don't forgive and you think that they deserve hell. Little did I know that I was on my way to hell faster than the one who fell. Simply by my hypocrisy, by my prejudicial judgment. When God says, hey, Donnie, leave them to me. I'm not finished with them yet. Don't you kill the one I'm trying to save. Don't you murder with your tongue the one I'm trying to pull up out of their death dirge. And I had to learn how to shut this and open this.
News, they have reported that Donna McClurkin told Christians to stop protesting. Stop protesting and pray.
Now, of course, that was Donnie McClurkin making his appeal to Christians that they shouldn't gossip and they shouldn't become professional gossip mongers. And, of course, he's referring to Dr. Larry Reed. And I give Larry Reed credit for posting what Donnie McClurkin said in response to him. Now, of course, this is in the background. You can hear Larry Reed giving a response to what Donnie McClurkin said.
Hey, Christians should not be protesting that they should be praying. Protesting never fixes or solves anything. He made that post, and I went over there at ChristianPost.com and CBN News. I went over there.
Now, you see, he's laughing at Donnie McClurk, and he said praying for people and restoring people doesn't solve anything. Again, you can hear Dr. Reed chucking it up and laughing and making fun of Donnie McClurkin. Let's continue to listen.
I went over there to ChristaPost.com. So after everybody just wore him out, and talking about him, he got on the Periscope and on the Facebook Live and hear Paula Dern John. Our words were formed from two extremes, from love and from religion. The one, the catalyst of joy, the other, of division. I've called some names and thus defamed some, thinking it was right. He's taking ownership.
Somebody wrote that for him.
From my heart, Donnie McClurkin. He took ownership of what he did to Leandra. Listen, he took the ownership for what he done for Leandra.
He didn't say her name.
But that's what he's doing. He took ownership for what he did with B-Slave. He wrote this with his own hand.
Did he say B-Slave?
He took ownership for what he said to B-Slave. I copied it from his go to Donna McClurk in the page with the blue check.
I have a question.
And he just posted. He took ownership for stuff that he didn't say by name, but he was saying that I have called names and thus defamed some thinking it was right.
Too, nah, bro.
It's more than what we got from Kim Barrow. Ain't said nothing. Just what I'm saying. Kim Barrow ain't said nothing.
But I'm trying to figure out.
She ain't said nothing.
I got that.
So you but I don't
read
that.
This is a fake story.
All right. So you can see, and again, I'm posting the question, and Dr. Reed has not called in. He probably doesn't even know the program exists or that I'm doing a program on him. That's okay. I'm still going to do the program. Because we want to know, is Larry Reed a true prophet of God? He claims he does dream interpretation. He claims he brings the word of the Lord. He's got prophetic words for this and prophetic words for that. Well, Donnie McClurkin is calling him a petty gossip monger. What should we do? Well, listen, if you're in ministry, you should, one, restore sheep. We are to do what? Restore sheep. Sheep. Let me read to you. Let me go to the book of James, James chapter 5, James 5, and I don't think Larry Reed is doing any of this. In fact, I know he's not doing any of this. In James chapter 5, verse 19, brethren, if any of you do err, E-R-R, from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Now, that's not what Larry Reed does. Larry exposes a multitude of sins. He doesn't hide. First of all, Larry Reed doesn't turn anybody around. He doesn't. Mm-mm. No, he gets them to go on his show and expose their dirty laundry. That's what he does. Now, he may say, well, that's not my job. Well, then don't claim to be a prophet. Don't claim to be a man of God. Just claim that you are the National Enquirer of the church. Because if you are a true prophet, if you're giving out, as you claim, dream interpretations, and if you claim to have the word of the Lord in your mouth, again, a claim, then act like you're a prophet. Prophets don't profiteer off of people's misery. They don't. Prophets don't profiteer. Well, I'm not making money on it. Well, sure you're making money because people tune into your broadcast. They do. You're gaining a huge following by having a rag, because that's what the National Enquirer is. It's a rag newspaper, and you basically have a rag social media broadcast. That's what, I mean, again, it says, verse 20, James 5:20, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways, and what is to convert is to turn somebody around. Is Larry Reed turning anybody around? No. He laughs at their misery. His broadcast is based on people's sin, misery, and error. Let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. My brothers and sisters, does Larry Reed hide anybody's sins? No. Does he restore sheep? No. He doesn't. Exposing sheep, exposing their sin when they're on a wayward path, and making your living off of that, and growing your brand off of other people's sin and sinful life and sinful episode in their life, you, sir, are not acting as a true prophet of God. You're not. Because, first of all, you're not turning anybody around. The more they go down that path of error, the more shows you can do. Why? Because you have something to report on, since your broadcast, Larry Reed Live, is nothing more than a rag social media broadcast. Are you hiding a multitude of sins? No. Well, I'm already talking about what's already out there. Yeah, but you see, your platform is making it available to more people. Well, if I don't do it, someone else will. But don't do it. Why do you have to be the rag newspaper? Why do you have to be the rag broadcast? Don't do it if you're a prophet of God. So what should we do? We should restore sheep. Number one. Number two, we should confront wayward pastors. We should confront them, like I have. I've confronted the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. I've confronted them. I've taken them head on. They need to be confronted the same way Paul confronted Peter in Galatians 2:10. Paul withstood Peter to the face, for he was to blame. So you restore sheep, and by restoring them, you turn them around and you cover a multitude of sins. Because Larry Reed should know better than anybody else. As a pastor, we don't talk. When someone comes to us for counseling, especially you, Dr. Reed, you have a doctorate in Christian counseling, and so do I, sir. So do I. And you should know that you, when someone comes to you for counseling, you don't blab that information. If you do, you get sued. You are to, as a counselor, as a pastor, you are to hide a multitude of sins. You're to restore the sheep. You're to confront wayward pastors. Someone's preaching something off, something wrong. You confront that person. You do as Paul did to Peter. Now, the third thing we're to do is we are to expose and combat wolves. Expose and combat wolves in sheep's clothing. So now we have to analyze and see, well, is this pastor that I'm confronting, is he really a pastor who has gone off the beaten path, or is he a wolf that I need to expose and do battle against? And that's where discernment comes in. So we restore sheep, we confront erring pastors in error. We confront them with the Bible, and we expose and do battle against wolves who will prey upon the flock. That's what we're supposed to do. But we cannot be like Satan. We can't do, listen, Dr. Reed, you cannot be like Satan. Well, who's Satan? Well, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, it says, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down." Who is the accuser of the brethren? Satan. Who does what? What does the accuser of the brethren do, Dr. Reed? It says here, he accuses them day and night before our God. Dr. Reed, are you a petty gossip monger? Are you accusing the brethren on every show that you do day and night? Is that what you do? Is that what your prophetic ministry is all about? Gossip mongering? You see, let me take you to Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. In Isaiah 58, Isaiah says, starting at verse number 1, "Cry aloud, spare not." Well, some have argued that Larry Reed is a selective prophet who selectively exposes. So if Larry Reed were to read Isaiah 58 verse 1 and give it his own spin, Isaiah 58 1 would read like this: "Cry aloud and spare some." You see, it says here, "Cry aloud and spare not," which means spare nobody. But in Larry Reed's world, he cries aloud and spares some. How can I make that claim? Well, has he talked about the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops? Has he done that? Because, you know, when you read the book of Revelation, Dr. Reed, when you read the book of Revelation, and I know you only have one doctorate, so I just got to take you to school on this one. When you read the book of Revelation, John the prophet, John the revelator, John the divine, who penned the book of Revelation, that John, he spared no one. John didn't spare Satan. He didn't spare the Antichrist. He didn't spare the false prophet. He didn't spare the followers of the beast. He didn't spare the heart of church. He didn't spare any of the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 that were guilty of sinning against God. He prophesied against them all. He cried aloud and spared none. So why is it that Larry Reed only takes and uses this platform to selectively expose some while selectively choosing to ignore others? That's the question in hand. That's the question that we would like for Dr. Reed to answer. Why is it that Dr. Reed is only going after certain people in the church and not going after other people in the church? If you're going to be a prophet, why don't you be a prophet like Ezekiel? Haven't you read, Dr. Reed, that when Ezekiel prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 8, Ezekiel lowered the boom? If you read Ezekiel chapter 8, there are several groups that Ezekiel exposes for being in error. Just read Ezekiel chapter 8. All you have to do is read the prophetic books and know that none of the prophets were selective prophets. They prophesied to every wayward sheep, every wayward minister, and they prophesy to every wolf in the church. Let me repeat myself. Dr. Reed, when the prophets of God stood up and they prophesied against every wayward sheep, every wayward minister, and every wolf that was attacking the flock. Why is it that Dr. Reed only attacks a few? Only prophesies against a few? Why is it that there's a whole list of people that we can name, that we can present? I can say, well, why haven't you talked about this guy? When you put this guy's acts in the balance compared to this guy's acts in the balance, why is it that you're focusing on the guy who has a little twig in his eye and you're ignoring the guy with a metal, with a wooden beam in his eye? Why the guy with the wooden beam gets a pass, but the guy with a twig gets beat up? Explain that to me, Dr. Reed. That's what we would like to know. So is Larry Reed a true prophet of God? Well, I leave that up to you. In my book, he's not a prophet of God. He's not a prophet of God. Is he a petty gossip monger? You better believe it. He loves gossip. Dr. Reed loves gossip. He's hooked on gossip. He's a gossip peddler. He's a gossip dealer. And let me read another scripture. Let me just read a few more scriptures. As we conclude this broadcast, and we're going to come back tomorrow. In Galatians chapter 6, says, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, in other words, if someone be caught in the act of doing something wrong, ye which are spiritual, are you spiritual, Dr. Reed? Are you a spiritual man? Are you really a prophet of God? Ye which are spiritual ought to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. He goes on to say, Paul does in verse 2, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Dr. Reed, are you fulfilling the law of Christ? Are you your brother's keeper, or are you your brother's exposer? Are you doing exactly what Noah's son did to Noah? Are you exposing Noah's sins to the rest of the family? Are you exposing Noah and his nakedness? Are you laughing about it? Are you enjoying the fact that Noah got drunk and was naked and was acting like a fool? Do you take pleasure in that, Dr. Reed? Or are you like Noah's other two sons who walked backwards and covered the nakedness of their father? Which son are you, Dr. Reed? Again, are you a true prophet of God, or are you a petty gossip monger? I leave it up to the people to decide. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. If you want the book, Jackass Church Bishops, it's yours for the asking. All you have to do is reach out to me and send me an email at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. I want to give you the book, and as many people as send me the email, they will receive it. I'll be back in studio tomorrow because we're going to continue to talk about Larry Reed. We want Dr. Reed to listen to these programs and begin to ponder his ways. Dr. Reed needs to ponder his ways, because when you make a ditch for somebody else, you're going to wind up falling in it. When you, like Haman, prepare gallows to hang other people, that same instrument is going to be used to hang you. As Donnie McClurkin said, and I don't agree with much of what Donnie McClurkin has said in the past, but I happen to agree with him on this. That we ought to be restoring our brothers and sisters We ought to be loving on them, and we ought to be a lot more like Jesus Christ. Now, you can laugh all you want. You can laugh all you want, but there's going to be a day when all those instruments of exposure that you have created and the bloodthirst that you have created in all your followers, because that's what they feed off of. They feed off of gossip. They feed off of dirt. They feed off the calamity of others. One day, your very listeners are going to be chewing on you and devouring you when you are exposed. Repent, sir. Repent and turn from your wicked ways.